Hey, good afternoon. This is Tanola Oliver, and thank you for joining me for this episode of the Making of the Mogul radio show, where the dream is free, but the hustle is sold separately. I just wanted to check in on a topic that I've been seeing various feedback about it on social media. And so I'm always looking at things from a like a business perspective, and how brands are affected and things of that nature. And so I've been hearing about this Tekashi 6ix9ine situation at the gym. And so the first time I had an experience with LA Fitness was when I moved to Cincinnati, Ohio, and I lived in a suburban area right outside of Cincinnati, Ohio. And so, like, everyone is talking about the situation with Tekashi 6ix9ine, and I think I don't really follow Tekashi, and so I don't know what the energy is, or I don't know what the situation is. I know that supposedly he went to jail for a short amount of time, and people were saying something about the situation around his incarceration. So here is the thing, but I'm looking at it from an LA Fitness perspective. So my first experience with LA Fitness was, as I mentioned, when I moved to the Cincinnati area, and I moved to a suburban area right outside of Cincinnati that was literally 15 minutes outside of Cincinnati, right? And so that was my first time. So prior to that, I always worked out at recreation centers within the neighborhood, because primarily my entire life I've lived in the inner city. And so I've always used recreation centers that were in proximity to the neighborhood that I lived in. And so when I moved to Cincinnati, that was the first time that I had lived in a suburban area. And the nearest recreation place to where I lived was LA Fitness. So LA Fitness, and so here is, and this is the other reason why I'm bringing some redress or clarity to the situation, because I know at some point, Vitamin Water had a contract with LA Fitness, right? And at that time, Curtis 50 Cent Jackson still had ownership in Vitamin Water. I would assume, I know that supposedly he sold his market share of Vitamin Water, but I would assume, based on the businessman that I followed and I've researched, that he still benefits at some point from the trading and the return on investment for the business relationship between LA Fitness. The business relationship with Vitamin Water. So I noticed, when I moved from, so I'm assuming that there was market share specifically in certain regions that had disposable income. Because when I would visit the town where I was raised, I would not see the advertisement for Vitamin Water like I would see it in the area where I lived, outside of Cincinnati. Well, it really is Cincinnati. You can drive, like literally, I would drive 10 minutes up the street and I would be in the city of Cincinnati, right? At one of the major Cincinnati malls. But it was considered a suburban area. And so it was a particular neighborhood that was known to have a lot of expendable income. So it is my assumption that Vitamin Water has strategically placed itself in regions where in vicinities in particular regions that were known for having expendable income. Because as I mentioned, when I would visit the gym from the city where I was raised in, I would not see the advertisement of Vitamin Water. So since then, like literally right before, was it right before I lo relocated or after I relocated? I still regularly drive back and forth to the Cincinnati region, right? And so at some point, the gym where I was at, the owners, now LA Fitness typically, historically, is a franchise fitness organization that individuals purchase into the brand and have the ability to advertise the brand and run the gym as a franchisee owner, right? So at some point in the particular vicinity where I was living in Cincinnati, the owners switched contracts. And so I am assuming that the owner owned the because there was more than one in this particular region. There were two of them. Both of them switched brands at the same time. So I made the assumption that they were both owned by the same franchisee owner. And so the larger picture for me is that historically, LA Fitness is known for allowing their patrons to be harassed, right? And so when I first relocated back to the city where I was raised, I had one or two incidents. I reported it and I noticed they switched out staff and the issues that I was having literally dissipated, right? And then every now and again, if a situation arises, depending upon which staff is in there, they immediately run interception to the situation, right? And I don't have to deal with it the next time I visit. And so, LA Fitness, like a lot of people are talking about the situation with Tekashi. Why he was at a public gym, I don't know. Because, so I have a gym that permits me to work out at the house. I literally go to the gym to be around people, right? That's why I would visit a gym, is to be around people. And so I know after a certain, and so we see a lot of celebrities who visit various gyms that have personal trainers, right? For many, many years, I worked out with personal trainers. When I moved away, I started working out on my own, right? But prior to that, I would work out with personal trainers. And so the situation is different, right? That he was in a gym alone and things of that nature based on his celebrity status, right? But the larger issue for me is that the brand is known for allowing their patrons to be harassed. And so very seldomly will you see the brand in upper class neighborhoods that are known for having expendable income. Most of them have switched franchisees, right? And so I'm just wondering, like, whoever is the CEO or COO of LA Fitness, what are they thinking, right? Because these particular situations, I think this is probably the first time I've read about a situation where a celebrity went into the gym. And it's odd because LA Fitness gym membership is comparable to having a gym membership at the local recreation, right? Which is one of the reasons why I joined it. It's very inexpensive. But it's just odd that he would be in an LA Fitness, right? Because the more you pay for a membership, it changes the type of interactions that you have, right? Which is why people have personal trainers and only attend facilities where they have a relationship with their personal trainer and they spend that time in that particular space in gym with the personal trainer one-on-one and maybe three to four other people in there, but typically it's a one-on-one interaction. But my larger thought process is the gym that I attend every now and again, I just found out that they're in the process of building another gym literally almost across the street from LA Fitness. And so now LA Fitness is almost becoming the McDonald's, right, of health and fitness. And so I'm just wondering, like, who handles the branding? Who handles the PR? Because the situation happened with Tekashi, they did not, LA Fitness has yet to release any type of statement about the safety of their patrons in a gym. Any of that. And so for me, somebody who is vested in understanding how important it is to spend my money with organizations that stress the importance of handling customers with respect, right? And ensuring I think the mantra or the mission of LA Fitness is you belong, right? And so the Tekashi situation, well, I think that was maybe the larger of situations that happen. You always hear about it's often that somebody is filming something in an LA Fitness or saying they were harassed or discriminated against, whether it's by patrons or by employees. And I've noticed the particular one that is in the city that I attend the most, I noticed that they've increased their minority employees, right, to change and balance some of the energy in the gym, right, that I think patrons were experiencing that were minorities. And just as a brand, it's one of the least expensive gyms that you could potentially join. And just as a brand, there has to be some corporate responsibility or somebody that has to release a statement or speak up or say something about why these incidents continue to occur in LA Fitness, particularly as it relates to minority patrons. I've never seen someone of a non-minority status ever post anything in relation to LA Fitness. It's always somebody who is a minority. And as a brand, as an organization, and somebody that's in that health and fitness space, why has this went on for years without bringing some redress? And so while I understand that each entity is its own business, right, and is owned and operated by a franchisee, there still is an umbrella organization. And these franchisers, they represent the brand, right? That's the whole purpose of purchasing and purchasing into a franchise. And so I really just want to hear a statement from LA Fitness. Like, is this a brand that we should continue to support as minorities, right? Because technically, the pricing is the same as the neighborhood fitness center, right? And so do we support it or do we not support it? Like, what, when are y'all gonna bring some redress to the situations that continue to occur? And it seems like every 10 months or so, we hear a situation about somebody being discriminated against, right? And I just, as a consumer, right, I need to hear or know something. And I need to know that as an individual who has a platform, right, not a large platform, but anybody should be able to, anybody should be able to attend a gym. Now, if I had the notoriety that Tekashi has, would I be in a gym? No, right? I would, my gym on my property would be, extravagant, right? I don't know why he was there. However, if anybody chooses to attend, he's somewhat of an anomaly. I've never seen a celebrity that was complaining about LA Fitness. It's usually just everyday people, but they're typically of minority background. And so what is your responsibility, right, to keeping minorities safe in that health and fitness space, and knowing that if you say you belong, like, who belongs? What is the demographic of people that belong there? And who all can attend there and work out without issues, right? And as I mentioned, in my particular vicinity, I made some complaints at a higher level, not at a local level, because I know that's not always, that's not where you usually have the results, right? At the front line level. So I made some complaints at a higher level. And once the staff was switched out, a lot of that has dissipated. You know, it's one-off situations here and there. But at this point, like, it's really very nominal, right? And so just responsibility as a brand. Like, why hasn't LA Fitness brought redress to what has been historically an issue with minority patrons? And so that's my two cents on that. I think we were really distracted with the fact that it was Tekashi, right? Because there's so much energy around his particular brand. And again, I don't know why he was in a public space like that alone. I don't even understand that. However, as someone who dibs and dabbles, right, in the health and fitness space, like, I'd like to hear LA Fitness say something, right? Because it's been going on for off and on for, I want to say, at least a minimum of 5 years. And I just want to hear them say something, bring some redress to it, despite the fact that we understand that they're owned independently as a corporate brand who is supposed to vet owners. What do they have to say about the harassment? And is this a brand that we as minorities can trust and continue to support? That's that. And so that's my two cents. And this is Tanola Oliver. And, you know, I always like to enter into this space and bring my redress to how we do business, right? And where we lean our dollars to and lean our dollars out of. And nothing ever escapes corporate, right? At the corporate level. No, if it is taking place, somebody at the corporate level or at the executive level is aware of it. And so are they choosing to be blind to it? Are they finding ways to deal with it behind the scenes? But at this point, like, we need a statement, right? Because we support it, right? Most of the trainers that I see that are minorities in those spaces where I'm a part of the health and fitness space, right? And people, a lot of people are in LA Fitness because it's inexpensive. And so people can take their clients there. And it's an inexpensive space, right, for your clients to attend. And so we see a lot of minorities in LA Fitness, and you can't miss the equipment. You know it's at LA Fitness. And I'm looking for some accountability at this point. And so Hakuna Matata, and I'll talk with you all later. Peace.